Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there is a piece of legislation pending that may be a Trojan horse. You got to be careful. This is a very, very important subject. And I want to bring this to your attention. After the debacle on January 6th, when Donald Trump falsely said that Mike Pence could overturn the election, and then he said that Mike Pence didn't have the courage, which incited the mob to murder Mike Pence. Mike Pence came within 40 feet of being murdered. He was hiding in a room, and the rabble came by him 40 feet away. Now, 40 feet, I've said this before, go to Lambeau Field, look at it on TV. 10-yard line, that's 30 feet. 12 yards is 36, 13, 39. A little over 13 yards, as far away as he was from being murdered because of Trump. And it was a lie. He didn't have the right to do it, to overturn anything. But they actually were talking about it seriously in the Republican Party. The Republican Party is creeping towards fascism. So a number of moderate Republicans and Democrats got together and they said, why don't we draft some legislation that just makes it clear that the vice president can't do it? And they came up with this bill. The lead sponsors are Manchin and Collins. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Susan Collins of Maine. I don't trust either one of them, but you can read the bill, and some of it, there's some good stuff. But two of the premier election lawyers in the country oppose it. And because they oppose it, I thought about it a little more. And that's Mark Elias, who is the guy that is really the genius behind a lot of this voting litigation to try to stop the drift towards fascism. And Norm Eisen, he's the former White House, Obama White House lawyer that was involved with ethics. And they both are raising real concerns. And I share their concerns, and I want to tell you what it is. In a normal bill like this, you just say the vice president has a ministerial role. He can't change anything. He's just sort of like a town crier, or he's sort of like a carnival barker or a waiter at a table. He doesn't have any discretion at all. You tell him what you want. In this case, he gets the electoral votes, and he just announces. Why do you need him? You could have a secretary do it. And if there's a normal one and you didn't have a Republican Party drifting towards fascism, you'd have something like that is the popular vote in the state picks the electors, and that is conclusive. It's a pretty simple bill. No, Moscow Mitch and the rest, and even now there aren't clearly 10 Republican votes to push it over. There are only 9. Moscow Mitch has been hinting he might and he might not go for it and all that, but let's say they do get another moderate Republican to break off the filibuster, which is a separate issue, why there is even a filibuster. Here's what Mark Elias is saying, and Norm Eisen, and I really think Mark Elias has to be paid attention to. He has a concern. It says in it that if you have a dispute in the state about who should get the presidential electors, and guys, let me tell you something. From now on, there will always be a dispute. Always be in dispute. This will always be in dispute. The Republican Party is drifting towards fascism. They will always claim fraud, even when there is none. Wisconsin's a good example. They'll say that mailing ballots into old age homes in and of itself is fraud, even though there is no impropriety in their being filled out and returned. They'll say that drop boxes is fraud, even though there were drop boxes when Trump got elected in 2016. But they don't want to overturn that election. They said that wasn't fraud. For some reason, that there were no fraudulent ballots there, but when Biden beat him, there must have been. You have 10% of the sheriffs in this country, 300 out of 3,000, the 3,000 sheriffs in this country. 300 of them belong to this Constitutional Sheriffs Association that say that the sheriff is the highest, most powerful person in government in any county, more than the president himself, and he can send deputies in to administer elections, decide who gets to vote, and look at the voter rolls and all that. It's false. But if they come in with a gun, there's a lot of 80-year-old women who aren't going to stand up to them. And there are a lot of 25-year-old guys who aren't going to stand up to them. Fascism is creeping into the Republican Party. So there will always be a dispute. There will always be fake electors because this, in a sense, almost justifies fake electors. So each party will put in a slate of electors regardless of who won the popular election. This statute says that in that event, the governor can decide which one to send in. Oh, really? Who do you think Scott Walker would have sent in? Who do you think Mastriano of Pennsylvania will send in if he's elected? Who do you think Cox of Maryland will send in if he's elected? Republican, Democratic senators or Democratic governors will send in whoever won the popular vote. Republican governors, some will send in whoever won the popular vote, but a number of them, enough to tilt the presidency, will send in the Republican slate. There is a provision for appeal. It has to be done within 6 days. Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days. If you miss that, that's it. Then if you get it, it'll eventually go to the U.S. Supreme Court. That is 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats. Those five of those 6 Republicans have voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, even though that was not the core issue of the case, which is itself a constitutional violation. The Supreme Court is not supposed to get to a constitutional issue that is not central to the case. But they did it. This is the Supreme Court that is on track in a decision, probably 5-4, in this North Carolina case, to say that even state Supreme Courts and even state governors cannot interfere with or overturn anything that a state legislature does. They will say, after that case comes down, so by 2024, they will say, well, it's not what we would have done, but the law says the governor can pick it. And I think that Mark Elias is right in being afraid of that. And I would say this, how about a simpler bill? The vice president does not have the discretion to overturn anything. And the will of the people in the popular election picks the electors. That's a real simple bill. And the reason this convoluted bill came up is because the Republican Party is drifting very quickly now into fascism. We go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Oh, man, these talking heads on TV, you know, they know everything, you know, right? Kind of getting down on Biden because he finally spoke directly about January 6th and Trump himself yesterday. And then finally, after about 5 minutes of this back and forth, this one gal, I think she had something to do with W's administration, I don't care, whatever. And she got it right in my mind. She goes, you know, historically, this kind of dates back to the way Eisenhower treated McCarthy back in the 50s. He didn't pay him much attention for quite some time. And, you know, really, you're supposed to get in the back and forth with a total, you know, insane person. The president has more to do than that. And then, the whole thing was brought up because he's returning to Washington today to speak before some bunch of crazy right-wingers for the first time since he's left office. And I hope that gets little or no attention, too. But I think he's played him just about right myself. What do you think?
I agree. You know, I think Joe Biden is a good man, and I think he has done a very, very good job. I'm going to say a few things. I do not believe any other candidate could have beaten him. You know, I don't believe Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, any of them could have beaten Trump. Joe Biden did. Joe Biden not only put NATO back together and the EU, standing up to the Russians when Trump was servile to the Russians because he was on the take from them and been funded by them. Biden's put together a mini NATO in Asia to stop China. He's done a great job domestically. And yeah, when it comes to Trump in January 6th, you stay above the fray. Dwight Eisenhower did stay above the fray to a point, and then at some point, you have to say the obvious. I mean, Trump shoots his mouth off. Putin shoots his mouth off. They both shoot their mouths off. Trump will insult people. He'll call Jake Tapper fake Tapper. He'll call Mitch McConnell a broken-down old crow and, you know, a despicable and all this. He calls people names, which is kind of like a, you know, junior high type of situation. So, no, Biden's not going to get into that. But at some point, you have to say, we're not putting up with this. And one of the things that appears to be gaining some currency, and even in Republican circles, is how close Mike Pence came to being murdered, egged on by Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, if Mike Pence does the right thing, good, and if he doesn't, oh well, and then he tweets later in the afternoon. Pence didn't have the courage to reverse the election. Of course, he had no ability to reverse the election. Trump knew there were gallows, had already been elected, and that people were already going through saying, hang Mike Pence. And not only that, that these people were armed. He knew all of that. So even the Republicans are going, you know, that's too much. That is too much. So, yeah, I agree with you very much, Dick. I think that Biden has handled it perfectly. Biden is handling it correctly. And you don't want to give somebody too much oxygen. Trump figures out a way to make his own oxygen. Everybody's talking about him every day because of the outrageous things he does and the treasonous things he does in terms of praising Putin. But at some point, the president of the United States will speak out. Biden's done that. He will do it. But he does it with restraint, and he does it seldom enough that it has a lot of currency. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.